Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This next statistic stopped me in my tracks today. Young men in some Chicago neighborhoods face an even more violent and deadly situation than U.S. troops did during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's according to new research in the JAMA Medical Journal. They found the risk of a man between 18 and 29 being killed in a shooting in one of Chicago's most dangerous neighborhoods was higher than the death rate for U.S. soldiers in those wars. Now, here are some of the shocking numbers they found. In the Chicago zip code 60624, the homicide rate for young men is more than 1,200 for every 100,000 people. Now compare that to U.S. troops who were heavily engaged in combat in Iraq, where the death rate was just 675 for every 100,000 people.
Yeah, so this is what we're facing, Lee.
But there's no emergency there.
No, there's none whatsoever.
Everything's fine.
Now, who are these young men? Cash Patel with a shocking statistic. This is just the Chicago area.
Places like Chicago. When I was there today with Todd, we learned that the Chicago city streets have 110,000 gang members. That's right. You heard me right. They had 1,200 shootings this year alone, 360 homicides. When politicians choose to side with those metrics and not their citizenry, thank God we have President Trump and this Department of Justice and this FBI going in there and crushing violent crime. And President Trump sent us into these cities quietly to set the stage, to set up for the National Guard, to see the success that we saw in Washington, D.C., in Memphis. The FBI has been leading the charge in every single one of them.
Yeah, meanwhile, this is going to get serious, Lee. The Sinaloa cartel is threatening to begin killing Americans in Mexico starting on Sunday in retribution for this crackdown. In fact, they hung a banner on a popular tourist site that Americans are known to frequent, specifically calling out Cash Patel and warning him that if he doesn't stop the raids and if he doesn't stop, you know, if they don't stop picking up these, you know, basically illegal immigrant cartel members that the Democrats are sheltering, they will begin killing Americans. So we're in a place we've never been before as a country. And the cartels are getting the idea here, and correctly so, that the party is over. And the days where the FBI arms and funds and builds the Sinaloa cartels and gives them free rein to run human beings and drugs into this country are over. We're done. And things are going, we're going to see, I think, a level of violence here, in part encouraged by Democrat rhetoric that we've never seen before. I want to go back to this, and I point this out to people so you can understand where we are and how serious it is, because American people, I don't think they do. Pull this article up if you get a chance. It's called America's Third War. The U.S. cut a deal with the Sinaloa cartel, say court documents, by Fox News, late 2011. It sounds crazy, but we saw the evidence of it in Fast and Furious. What happened, what began happening under Barack Obama was the FBI began arming and funding Sinaloa and protecting its drug and human smuggling routes. The allegations came to light because Vicente Zambada Niebla, top-ranking cartel boss, was extradited to the U.S. on drug charges. He felt that violated his deal with the DEA and the FBI. He was very angry about it, so he spilled the beans. His lawyer actually did in court. and filed this, you know, this very long, detailed dates, times, people saying, "Hey, listen, the FBI's funding us. They're arming us. They're walking these guns across the border. They're allowing them to be walked. Our guys can just go right into American gun stores, buy them. They get walked right into Mexico." You know, with the gun store owners told to look the other way or else by the feds. So Fox News lead goes to the FBI under Obama, says, "You know, like, is this true?" Yeah, it's true, they said. What? The excuse, okay, and this doesn't even make any sense, was, well, we arm and fund Sinaloa. We let them traffic their drugs and their, you know, kitties and all of the things, their kidnap women, kidnap little girls, all that stuff, into the country because they then turn over their rival gang members to us. They rat on them. Well, that's just stupid. They'll do that for free. I mean, what, the FBI is going to pick up your rival gang members? Of course you're going to rat on them. Not your current gang members in the same gang, other gang. That, it's just an excuse. They built these human trafficking networks is what I'm saying. They did it on purpose to move these gangs into the country. And we caught them doing it again, I believe. I think we're going to find this out when when you had Maduro giving that speech saying to Trump, "Hey, don't raid me, bro," because I didn't even want to send all my Tren de Aragua cartel De Los Soles members to the U.S., but Biden made me. And he even said they ran them through safe houses in Colombia. I can tell you where they are. Check your records. You'll find the FBI did it. In other words, they recruited these gang members. They wanted them, and they helped funnel them into the country. I believe that because we've seen them do it with Sinaloa. So it's very significant that Sinaloa has just leveled this threat. They hung banners on. It's a very popular eatery and bar that American tourists go to. It's in Baja, Mexico. Baja, California, and Cabo. They're saying they're going to start killing Americans. I'm not surprised. This is a temper tantrum because they're realizing, wow, the FBI really isn't going to be in partnership with us anymore. The Democrats really aren't going to be allowed to be in partnership with us anymore to run their drugs, their kids, and their women into the country, and illegal immigrant voters, too. So this is going to get violent. I think you're going to see Americans killed. I think you're going to see border agents killed. I think you're going to see ICE killed. I think what we saw this week's only the beginning of it. This, Lee, is what Democrats are protecting. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. By the way, the Mexican government, which is owned by the cartels, is denying that any of that happened with the banner. But the problem they have is that it was photographed multiple times before they took it down. Yeah. And it does. It addresses Cash Patel in Spanish and is very explicit that they intend on Sunday, unless the raids and the crackdowns in the United States by Cash Patel do not end, and they name him specifically, although it's also obviously ICE and the Trump administration, they will begin killing Americans.
An absolute 180, where you have gone from a party and a group of government officials that are condoning and supporting illegal activity to an administration that is fighting illegal activity.
Yeah. And this is why I keep playing that Ken Paxton audio that you're sick to death if I won't torture you with it.
Oh,
but
it's not that bad.
Attorney General. Yeah, and he's saying they've built these networks Biden has to live on past him. These are the networks I just told you about.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
There will be violence as this network is disassembled. It must happen. But people are going to lose their lives. And I just don't know what the date is of the story yet, but it's coming. They're going to fight back. They're not going to get anywhere. And Trump, you know what's interesting about this, Lee? If you look, pull back real big picture, okay? Trump, Pete Hegseth doubling down on, no, we're not going to stop blowing up these boats. We're going to keep the border militarized. We literally have tanks and armored vehicles on our border. Good. Leave it that way. You need that to deal with Democrats and the cartels. And, you know, Trump obviously understands this. This is why he moved the military into position early on, not just in, you know, the waters in terms of dealing with Venezuela and Tren de Aragua, but RT has done an excellent job, Times of Russia, believe it or not, reporting off satellite images of our military, naval maneuvers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the seas around Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this is what Trump is preparing for. He knows the Democrats and the cartels, but then I repeat myself, sorry, are going to go ballistic.
Well,
and he's going to maybe need some strikes here.
I don't think the American public realizes we have got a very significant naval and marine presence in the Gulf of America right now.
Yeah.
There are submarines, aircraft carriers, amphibious vehicle carriers. There is a naval and marine force ready to do things if somebody does. And quite honestly, Maduro is in a very shaky situation right now. And this may be a soft regime change type of situation going on because Trump is showing military force, military might. It's sitting off his coastline. Maduro is the one who is shaking his fist at Trump. And Maduro does not have evidently as much support within the nation of Venezuela as he claims to have. There have been many reports about forced protests that have been, you know, displayed, and nowhere near as many people showed up as what they were expected to. And quite honestly, you have employers and governments that are either requiring or strongly encouraging their employees to show up at these demonstrations, demonstrating against the Trump administration and our activity there in the Gulf of America. And those are being poorly attended.
Yeah. So this, absolutely. And this is, so this is a war. Democrats are on the other side. And, you know, I'm really glad that Governor J.B. Pritzker, he's been telling this lie that Trump's going. It's absolutely outrageous that Trump and ICE are going around and they're just picking up brown and black people because they don't like them or something.
Right.
And, you know, letting them go once it's clear they're Americans. That's a lie. Pritzker finally told the truth in a Street Reporter interview about the says the quiet out part out loud about what they actually don't like.
What's your message, final question, to the people here of the state of Illinois, the people of the city of Chicago, as this incursion by the federal government, these troops are on the streets of your state, of this city? What do you want them to do? There's a big protest scheduled for 5:30 p.m. tonight.
Well, first, we've made sure that people know their rights and they know how to find out what their rights are, because we don't want them picked up off the street just because they happen to be undocumented.
There you go. That's it. That's
right.
It.
Yeah.
And again, the talking point for Republicans should be, because Pritzker keeps saying he's sending in the military, he's sending in ICE, he's sending in border agents. They're dressed in military garb. No, he's not sending them in. They have a building there. That is what Antifa has surrounded. They have had that building since 2003. Before that, they were called the INS. The INS has had a building and operated in Chicago, deporting people since 1933. This is not new. This is not some attack on democracy. We don't live in a democracy. This is a republic. This is not new. What is new is the violence from Democrats against the building and the agents. That is the only thing that has changed. That is an insurrection. It needs to be put down, and he can't trigger the Insurrection Act for fast enough. And by the way, Trump's now saying he may have to arrest Brandon Johnson and J.B. Pritzker. Okay. Bring it.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Newt Gingrich says sending the National Guard in is perfectly normal. It's been going on for many years. My dad was in the reserves, and one of the things he describes at the time I was little, he had a gun with a bayonet on it. They sent them into New York City to as National Guard to put down riots and protests, and he talks about being told to advance with the, you know, with the knife and the business end of the bayonet pointed. And he actually asked this commander, like, you know, what happens if they don't move? He's like, they don't move. Keep marching. So this idea that we've never seen this before, this is all very new, dictator, Nazi, is very, very silly. And again, I've posted this up on my X feed for anybody who wants to see it. This is how we should respond to this. When you Google how long has ICE, and before that they were the INS, they just changed their name in 2003, same people. How long have they been in Chicago deporting people and enforcing the law? Since at least 1933. So when Pritzker lies, when Brandon Johnson lies, when the Democrats lie, they say Trump sent ICE in and then they act like he's crazy. Trump sent ICE in. He sent him in. No, he did not. They've been there the whole time. But this is how they're trying to provoke them to violence with cray-cray theories on what Trump is doing. Trump is deranged, he's demented, and that is why he sent the troops in. Who are the troops? He keeps saying the troops are ICE and Border Patrol. No, the troops are ICE, Border Patrol, and INS, all the same people. According to Google, they've been there since 1933. I screenshotted my AI search on Google's AI. And Google even says federal immigration authorities were actually in Chicago deporting people before 1933. It's just they weren't formally there as the INS, but they most certainly were operating. So this is very, very old. What's new is this idea from Democrats, we should have open borders, welcome the cartels here. If they threaten to kill ICE agents, they deserve it. We'll block it out anyway. And we're cool with it. But I want you to hear the deranged theory. I want you to hear what the left is being fed and how dangerous it is. From lunatic Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Well, the broader goal, I believe, is the militarization of major American cities before the 2026 elections. They have dressed ICE and CBP in fatigues. Put them in military gear, including with automatic weapons.
They always wear that.
And had them marching up and down major streets in downtown Chicago.
100 years.
It's a signal that they're trying to send. They think they can get people used to the idea. And next year, I fear that what they're going to do is deploy these folks eventually to polling places and say they're protecting the vote. Donald Trump knows that without shenanigans and without these breaches of the Constitution, he's going to lose the Congress. And if he loses, he's going to immediately, in the aftermath of the election, do what he said he might do in 2020, which is use the military to confiscate the ballot boxes and count the votes, claiming that there's fraud. Remember, he's called up all 50 states' election data to the Department of Justice because they want to review all 50 states for fraud. And they won't tell you exactly what they're going to do, but I fear that these are all connected. And this militarization, even without National Guard or military troops on the ground, you're seeing ICE act like a militaristic organization. You're seeing CBP act like it. One more thing.
Okay, folks, that is so stupid. My head spins. What he's pretend he's hoping he, what he's pretending, what he's hoping you don't understand. If Trump were going to do that, right? If Trump were going to do that, and he doesn't send them in because they've been there for 100 years. But if Trump were going to do that, he wouldn't bother with Chicago. Wouldn't bother with Illinois. Kamala Harris won it by 55%. Trump got 44. You're not going to do it. Chicago's the worst of the worst. Kamala Harris got 78% of the vote. So if Trump were going to do some cockamamie scheme to seize ballot boxes with ICE, he'd do it in Wisconsin. He'd do it in Arizona. He'd do it in Nevada. He'd do it in swing states where you could actually do that. You know, like in the midterm elections where I make a mistake, makes some sense. The last place on earth he'd go is Chicago. Maybe like New York and LA. 78% of the vote. He's going to what? Go in and steal your ballot boxes and make it look like you guys, you lunatics, voted Republican. I wouldn't even believe that. It's all they've got, folks. They have to protect the 100,000 illegal immigrant gangsters sheltering in Chicago, just in Chicago right now. That is 5% of the population, Kash Patel pointed out, our FBI director. But I want you to hear what they're telling him. Because that's scary, isn't it? It's the kind of thing that makes you want to go get violent, right? If you're a leftist, then you don't get good news. You don't get any news that's real. It's deranged. It is. And it's a total lie. They will say anything to keep their illegals. And you know what? Why that is? When you have black men voting between 20 and 25% for Donald Trump and you need black men to vote at a rate of 91% for you, or you're going to lose, you're never going to win another election. You need those illegals to replace them. You need those illegals to replace Americans who've had it with you. And folks, if any of this makes you mad, they are destroying themselves with this, okay? Unbelievable poll out 2 days ago from Harvard Harris. That is Hillary Clinton's former pollster, okay? People are asked to rank their priorities. And you think number one would be the economy. You think number two would be the economy? No. You know what number two? Number one is lower prescription drug costs, which Trump is working on. Number two is arresting illegal immigrants with criminal records. 78% say that's their number two priority. Yeah. So let them keep talking. Let them keep talking. If we have to, this is why Trump's now talking about jailing Pritzker and Brandon Johnson for interfering here on insurrection charges. The polls, the numbers, the American people, for once, they're with us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A success for Donald Trump so big, even ABC and NBC have to grudgingly admit this peace deal is a big win for Donald Trump.
We've heard it again and again from a number of people today, really giving credit to President Trump for getting this deal over the finish line. What are you hearing from your sources with regard to President Trump's role in getting both parties to sign off on at least the first phase of this peace plan?
Well, certainly this is an enormous moment for the world, but also for this administration, a big win for the president who has been very personally involved in this, Lindsay.
Make no mistake, it looks like President Trump has actually pulled off something here that many presidents before him have failed to do.
Absolutely. And you know where that comes from. A lot of people are saying he's built up political capital. Yeah, when he bombed the heck out of Iran. When he talks, they listen in the Middle East. They may not like him, but they listen and they go along. What's so historic about this peace deal is just who he got to the table and who he got to agree to this in the Middle East. It's a really big deal, and it's kind of an indicator of what else he might accomplish. But is it a good deal? Is it a good deal for you? Is it a good deal for me? Is it a good deal for Israel? No. No. It's a great deal for Hamas. They won. And I'm going to be the only one saying this morning. I am. And here's the problem as laid out by Jim Hansen and Lawrence Jones this morning on Fox News.
The standard for life when it comes to the radical Islamists versus the Jews has always been one Israeli life for 1,000 fighters. We saw that back in 2011 with Gilad Shalit when they traded those 1,000 war fighters that were a part of Hamas. Yahya Sinwar was one of those people. And so I guess, although we are celebrating this deal and this is great for the world, the concern is, could one of those fighters go back to the battlefield and plan on October the 7th?
The estimate is there are somewhere around 1,700 prisoners are going to be released, all of whom are some of the worst of Hamas, which is saying a lot. So when they go back, they have not had some magical conversion. You know, they did not undergo a transformation in prison to decide that they no longer hate the Jews. So once this happens and Israel gets its people back, they're going to have to look at what happens next in Gaza, in the West Bank and the rest of the Palestinian territories to see who's running it. And I think that's where the rest of the Gulf states come in. It cannot be Hamas. It may be some version of a reformed Palestinian Authority in the West Bank, but someone has to raise up in Gaza and replace Hamas, become the benefactor of the people of Gaza, not their leader to destruction.
Those terrorists flew in on hang gliders. They raped and murdered women and dragged their naked bodies through the streets and spat upon them. They broke women's hips so they couldn't close their legs so they could rape them. They set children and entire families on fire after chaining them down. They put babies in ovens. And one video I watched, and I wish I hadn't, I'll never get it out of my head. Never. They executed a 12-year-old in front of his family. Hamas did. Their video, they put it on their media channel just to see what would happen. The brother keeps saying to the mom, "Mom, mom, mom, he's dead, he's dead." Mom keeps saying, "No, he's just sleeping. He'll be okay." She's trying to keep him calm so Hamas doesn't kill the rest of the family. I can't imagine what presence of mind and how tough you'd have to be. She's a mom, not a combatant, not an Israeli soldier. And the brother keeps saying, "But mom, but mom, but mom, he's dead," and he's crying. And they're just, Hamas thinks this is funny. They're just filming it because it's cool to watch. You can't compromise with that kind of evil. You can't let it out of prison. You can only kill it. And the world is not safe when they're out of prison. This piece from the Middle East Forum really captures how bad this deal is. And I know I'm going to be an outlier today saying this. This is a bad deal. The arithmetic of this exchange should give everyone pause. Israel will release over 1,700 Palestinian prisoners, including 250 serving life sentences for the most heinous acts of terrorism. These aren't stone throwers or protesters. These are the architects of the Park Hotel massacre, the planners of the Sbarro pizza bombing, the orchestrators of attacks that turned school buses into crime scenes dripping with blood. Each has blood on their hands and expertise on their hands. Hamas is trading 48 hostages, 20 living and 28 dead, for 1,700 experienced operatives, a massive force multiplier that transforms tactical defeat into strategic victory. Every released prisoner returns to Gaza or the West Bank as a hero, a symbol of resistance armed with years of additional training and burning with renewed purpose. History provides a grim preview of what comes next. Yahya Sinwar, the architect of the October 7th Rape Fest, Murder Fest, Family Butchery Festival, spent 22 years in Israel in prison, studying his Hebrew, analyzing Israeli society, planning his revenge, released in 2011 in a deal much like this. Shalit, it's called the Shalit deal. Among 1,026 other prisoners, he used his freedom to orchestrate the deadliest day in Israel's history. Today, Israel is releasing another generation of potential Sinwars. The framework speaks optimistically of Hamas agreeing to disarm, to leave Gaza, to accept peaceful coexistence. But Hamas is committed to none of this. They've agreed only to phase one, the hostage exchange that strengthens their position. It does. They get their fighters back. They need, because they've been annihilated. They need new leadership. Points 2 through 20 of Trump's plan remain aspirational, contingent on Hamas's voluntarily compliance with demands no genocidal movement has ever accepted without military defeat. Even more troubling is who's guaranteeing this arrangement. Turkey openly hosts Hamas leadership in Istanbul, providing sanctuary for terror planning. Qatar has funneled billions to Hamas over the years, maintaining the terror infrastructure under humanitarian cover. These aren't neutral peace brokers. These are Hamas's lifelines, ensuring the organization survives this war intact. And folks, the worst part of this, when you look, two-thirds of the terrorists that went over the border and released in this country did not come over the Mexican border. They came over the Canadian border. Canada's liberal policies allows literally people on the terror watch list to get visas, come there, and continue on through. These people could end up here. Canada's got a border that's very hard to patrol because it's so big. We have put more resources on it. But if Democrat wins in 28, these guys, they could walk right over our border. This is not a good deal. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. It's a really bad deal. Look, Jonathan Schneider of Defense of Democracy kind of nails this situation here.
Just one other thing that I'm watching right now. I don't know who's getting released on the Palestinian side.
Wait, that's the one. Hold on, let me get this one.
Number one, Hamas was defeated a long time ago. I mean, they are a shadow of themselves. The United States continue to provide the weapons to Israel despite all the pressure, despite all of the condemnation all around the world. I think Donald Trump held his ground. It was a remarkable show of fortitude to stand by our ally and to let them finish this war. Hamas really couldn't continue fighting. They were too weak to fight, and I think they just needed a little push over the edge to finally quit this war. And I do think that that's what's happened.
Yeah, they are defeated. They don't have leadership. They're all dead thanks to the Patriots. That was fabulous. That was a good day. They're all dead. They need their leadership. Their leadership sitting in Israeli prison. We just agreed to let them out in exchange for the hostages. They needed the leadership. They're going to get it. They'll go back to war. Hopefully not here on our soil with a student visa to these colleges. And I've been talking about this for a while. This is why Trump and Rubio have to cut off those student visas, because they were using them as a loophole to get terrorists and terrorist supporters here. I mean, we have so many brothers and cousins of Hamas fighters on our campuses that Trump's trying to get rid of now. And I'm having to wait. We're going to take the guys from the Israeli prison. We're going to take their friends, their family. They're going to come right over that border. And if you notice the way this is being covered today, I think it's a little dishonest in its emphasis. I mean, there's so much joy. Fox News, again, is having, guest after guest after guest. The hostages. We got the hostages. Well, I already killed 28 of them. We're getting bodies. And yeah, we're getting 20 living hostages. But when you are exchanging them for 1,700 terrorists who should stay behind bars, not a victory. It's just a setup. And when they blow, and they will go and kill people, probably innocent families. I don't know. Somebody, I hope it's at least not here. This is not a victory. Now, Trump getting together all of these people, these countries that don't normally come together, that is a victory. It shows he has got more political capital, more gravitas, more deal-making skills than just about any president we've seen in my lifetime. But it's what they agreed to that's really, really bad news. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, trading 1,700 brutal, murderous Hamas fighters for 20 live Israelis and 28 dead ones. Okay. But maybe something else is going on here, Texter. Say, maybe, this is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. Maybe releasing the fighters is the plan, knowing Hamas will attack again. Israel will get the hostages back and have justification to surge to kill off Hamas, including the prisoners, instead of housing them forever. Texter writes, prisoners you have to take care of for life, release them. They go back to their terrorist ways, kill them one by one. Mossad's forte. And we have to hope that the Mossad does kill them before they get here. Texter writes, as Israel, I would sedate the prisoners, inject a tracker clip, and turn them over to Hamas and Mossad. Texter writes, Tara, there will never be complete peace. Did Trump forget about the Quran? Deceive your enemies. They're going to use the time to rebuild, and that's what evil people do. Whether in prison or out, destruction is all Islam knows. Al writes in Union. Folks, I always play that. A lot of people don't understand the history of Gaza and how they ended up there, the Gazans. It was because in an act of love, Israel gave it to them. They literally uprooted their own Israeli dead from graveyards, handed over fully intact businesses, sent businessmen to help them learn to run them. It would have been a beautiful homeland. But instead,
remember, Israel left Gaza. They took out all the Israelis. They turned the keys over to the Palestinian people. And what happened? Hamas took over Gaza. So instead of having a thriving economy with the kind of opportunities that the children of the Palestinians deserve, we have a terrorist haven that is getting more and more rockets shipped in from Iran and elsewhere.
You hear her getting cut off there? Rare moment of truth. Democrats. This was before October 7th. She said that. She was trying to say they're going to wage another attack on Israel. She was right. So, and there's a lot of propaganda. It's all lies. The left repeats it. And some even in this audience believe it. That, there was an open-air prison in Gaza. Nonsense. You just heard it from Hillary. You're hearing it from me. It was no open-air prison. They tried to have peace by giving them a homeland. They gave it to them. And they only used it to dig in like rats in sewers, plant, and, you know, dig miles of tunnels instead of having businesses prosper and giving their children a future. And the second they got their hands on those hand gliders, they came over. Texter writes, give the prisoners free pagers on their way out. That's what I'd do. Something like that. Unless Israel plans to start killing these people rapidly as soon as they're gone, but out of the jail, I mean, this is a joke. And you know what? This literally mocks the victims. It does. When you're releasing 1,700 prisoners in exchange, for this like ridiculous 20 living hostages and 28 dead, it says their lives had no value. So, I don't know, our side's having a great day of celebration today. And again, it was a feat for Trump to get the countries on board that he did, and it shows that he may be able to do an even broader peace deal for the Middle East in a way that, like, no other president could. He's got chops, and he got a lot of them by bombing Iran, actually following through with threats. No other president has done that in my lifetime. So I'm not taking this away from Trump. I'm just saying This is a ridiculous deal. It is. And again, Hamas has agreed to none of it except the first part, where they get their leadership back because everybody's dead, and the hostage gets hostages, you know, and the dead bodies get exchanged. I mean, never forget. In one of the more recent hostage swaps, we got back that tiny coffin, that beautiful little boy. He had been choked to death with the bare hands of a Hamas savage, probably in front of his mother, who was kidnapped with him. He was a toddler. That's who you deal with. You can only kill them. There's nothing else. I mean, there's no other. They're not going to be peace. So, but, you know, we never learn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.